The Lives of the Poets is now a work that we read as being by Johnson. But originally, it was intended, the Johnsonian part of it, just to be an attachment to a great multi-volume edition of the poetry of leading and less leading English writers. Because in the 1770s, a particular legal case had for the first time made it clear that no one could own the perpetual copyright in the work of a dead writer. And suddenly this meant that anybody could publish cheap editions of the classics and make money from it. And a group of London booksellers undertook to do this, to publish a huge multi-volume edition of English poetry, of the works of English poets. And they hired Johnson to write what they thought would be brief biographical prefaces to the work of each individual poet. But actually, Johnson took so long to do it because his lives of some of the writers who most interested him, of Milton, of Dryden, of Cowley, took him so long that actually the edition of the poetry appeared before Johnson had finished writing the prefaces. So actually, the prefaces appeared, as they do for readers nowadays, separate from the volumes of poetry that they were supposed to adorn. And Johnson was hired because, as the most famous man of letters in the nation, it was thought that his name would give the project kudos, would give it gravity.